Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just to illustrate how incredibly controlled our society is, ladies and gentlemen, as we start this live worldwide Tuesday edition, the hit show, The Bible, that had 15 million viewers on average per show, that's about four or five times record cable viewers for other top shows. I mean, I've been in top shows on channels that have 2 million viewers per show, like Ventura's Conspiracy Theory. And I've been on Discovery Channel shows that had 3 million that they called hit shows. This show had 15 million on average, sometimes as many as 18 million. They're now removing the devil figure that I'd say looks 80% like Obama. Think about that. All because in casting, the devil looked a little bit like Obama, and you can't have a dark-skinned devil. And so it's been removed from the next set of the series that's coming out. Meanwhile, WorldNet Daily got notice from Google they're not going to let them carry their ads anymore because they ran the headline, Black Mobs Continuing to Attack Whites, which is what's happening all over the country. It's just a fact. Google accuses WorldNet Daily of hate speech. Yeah, Google banned us on a Google store we tried to open 4 years ago from selling the Obama deception. And iTunes also refused the Obama deception twice, saying that it was culturally inappropriate. Inappropriate. This is the tyranny that we're dealing with. But if you want to build abortion clinics on the corner of every black neighborhood and openly in their own documents say it's to exterminate blacks, that's fine. You know, just wiping out the blacks, period, is a good thing. But if you report on the racial animus being pushed by the Democratic Party, creating a climate where attacking white people is fashionable, not just by blacks, but by Hispanics, you name it. I mean, it is epidemic in Austin. Epidemic. And the police see nothing, hear nothing. It's like the monkeys that cover their eyes, cover their mouth, cover their ears because of political correctness, but simply amazing. Meanwhile, it's a top story up on Drudge Report. Jersey City tackles snow removal as New Jersey deals with salt shortage. And then buried in the article, Homeland Security is involved with their bureaucracy blocking the salt getting removed. The New Jersey Department of Transportation Commissioner says the salt shortage could force him to close major highways, roadways during storms. Simpson says the U.S. Department of Transportation told him he was found two barges that could carry a total of 15,000 tons in New Jersey in about 3 weeks. Again, it's Homeland Security bureaucracy. I'm convinced that a waiver a couple of days ago would have had the salt here already. The 1920 Federal Maritime Act requires all ships fly an American flag, and the government has yet to issue a waiver to allow the ships to make the delivery of the salt without it. That's just an example of the total bureaucracy meant to shut down this economy and this society. Why don't they just have illegal aliens drive the boat? They'll give them free tuition, free gas. They can even drunk drive the barges if they want. I mean, that's just what this all comes down to. And we've got Phyllis Schlafly coming on to the Eagle Forum, really an icon in the constitutional conservative libertarian movement. They've commissioned big major studies to deal with the real demographic moves to open the borders up completely and what that's going to mean. And that'll be the end of the country. That's the globalist plan. No other nation has borders as open as us. No other nation brings in immigrants and puts them on welfare like the U.S. does. It's simply amazing, and it's a political move. That's all coming up. I haven't even scratched the tip of the iceberg. There's huge gun news coming up straight ahead as well.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again with Angioprim.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Days grow shorter and the nights are getting long. Feels like we're running out of time.
It is the 18th day of February 2014, and I think this song says it all. Let's turn it up. Fight the good fight. That will turn back to evil. We got Phyllis Lathley coming on to break down major studies that they funded. But they're also looking at other big studies on what getting rid of national sovereignty and totally opening the borders will do with this so-called immigration reform bill. Well, where to begin today? Let me just give you some of the main stacks here. Obviously, there is a video up on InfoWars.com, and this info came out last year, actually, but is only now getting attention. And a former top admiral, retired admiral, says Obama conspired with America's enemies to kidnap Chris Stevens. And that was a very early on idea of actually people like Dr. Steve Pachinik on the air, was that it was meant to be a fake kidnapping. But there's also a lot of evidence that it was a cover-up for arms transfers and that there was a double cross within that operation. But we're going to play that clip coming up. Also, I told you this a long time ago because it's actually well-known in intelligence circles, and I have connections to those. Report, Japan secretly developing nuclear weapons. Tokyo begins arms buildup in response to East Coast China sea tension. Let me give everybody a news flash. Japan's had nuclear weapons for at least 20 years. And so has South Africa. South Africa's had them since the 70s. Bioweapons since the 70s. Israel's had nukes since the 60s. And I just can't believe how naive the public is not knowing this. In fact, the nuclear club states are probably double what they officially say. North Korea's got them. I was told by a high-level special forces commander that they had scans and facts and plans to go into Iran and have to go into mountain redoubts and fight multi-thousand level troops to be able to get in and be able to take out hidden nukes in mountains in Iran. And he wouldn't tell me everything, but he basically said it was the plan is to nerve gas the hills. And the Iranians know this, so I can say it on air. Nerve gas them, and then with high-tech full-body suits they've got, and still they leak, send in U.S. Special Forces to try to blow up the nukes. Because they don't even have bunker busters that will go into these hills and knock these out. You imagine, they had some missions like that in World War II where they'd have guys land 50 miles away and go in by ski. I forget the name of that mission. And they snuck into the underground bases and blew up the V-1 base. That's a famous case. I forget the actual name of that operation. The point is, believe me, the NSA is going to be listening to that. If they weren't listening live, they're going to be listening to it later. But that's the kind of issues that are going on, ladies and gentlemen. So I've covered two articles now. I said I'd mention headlines and then get back into it. The feds, I don't remember it was Operation Crossbow. We can look it up. It was British Special Forces in one case. It was American British in another. Then they would look at Allied programs to sabotage V-1 World War II. There was another one where they blew up the heavy water. They blew up the heavy water reactors underground, but then also a shipment already left. So they had to time the bomb in the ferry in the bottom where it blew up right in the middle of the lake. They did a great job on that as well. And Norwegian heavy water sabotage. Yeah, that's one of the reports. I forget the name of that operation. It was a German nuclear energy project. That was Operation Grouse. I forget the one underneath the mountain blowing up the V-1 missiles. With Wernher von Braun, barely made it out of that explosion. Come over here and run NASA, along with Goddard and the rest of them. But anyways, continuing with the news, ladies and gentlemen, Jersey City tackles snow removal as New Jersey deals with salt shortage, and they've got plenty of salt, but the feds won't let them have it. Just like they did with Katrina, not letting the thousands of fire departments and police departments from Texas and Louisiana, Arkansas, you name it, ready to come in and restore order instantly, like the lawless New Orleans police, and told to stand down. And then when the county police tried to restore power and stuff, the feds cut the power lines. And we've played the clip of the sheriff talking about it. While he waited and followed orders of the feds for 4 days, while his mother's cell phone still worked, and she would call him and he'd say, I'm coming today, I'm coming tomorrow, Mama, and finally he got there and his mother was dead. Imagine you're the sheriff and your mother's dying with 3 feet of water up to her bed in a hospital in downtown New Orleans, and you follow the feds' orders and don't go get her out. When there were high and dry highways, right to the hospital. They just wouldn't let people walk out on those as well. That is what you get from this federal government. That is what you, let me just give everybody a little news flash here, and I'm no hero. And my mother is in a hospital and they're blocking the police and others from going in and the Coast Guard from delivering diesel fuel for generators and everything so FEMA can run everything and have a bigger disaster and say they need more funds later. I'm going in to get my mother, and you better not get in my way. And, of course, in the past, no one would act like this because everybody would go in and get their mother. Nowadays, police chiefs and people will sit there while their mother dies to follow orders of a criminal rogue government. Don't ever forget that, folks. That lets you know what we're dealing with in this society. Here's a really big stack of news that we're going to get to after I first cover the new Benghazi developments. Rockefeller Brothers, Pepsi, behind gun grab agenda. Now, I already knew this, and you already knew this, but this is the kind of articles we need to see, and I appreciate Kurt Nemo doing this. If you go look who funds anti-private property movements for the general public, if you try to look at who finances higher taxes on the middle class and poor, if you look at who finances victim disarmament, anti-gun movements, if you look at who finances globalism and the end of sovereignty, if you look at who finances derivatives and the promotion of them, it is always literally Fortune 20 or so. And always at the top is Carnegie Endowment, Rockefeller Brothers, Bill and Melinda Gates, Warren Buffett, of course, the usual suspect, George Soros, and Exxon and Mobil and Google and the Carnegie Endowment. I think I already mentioned them. And here it is, Rockefeller Brothers Foundation. That's their biggest one. Pepsi behind gun grab agenda. And it's got the Aspen Institute, top globalist think tank, with all them up there pushing the disarmament of the American people. I mean, this is foreign multinationals. Pepsi's a big part of Bilderberg. They actually finance it. These are people with armed guards, helicopters, men with machine guns guarding them. They all own guns on record. In fact, in one of the articles, it actually shows the lady who's anti-gun, you know, firing an AK-47. In fact, a lot of times they're obsessed with guns. They just don't want you to have them. That's the instinct of a crook, an instinct of a disgusting control freak. And then confirming what the mayor already said up in upstate New York, now, over 50 mayors have quit the mayors for enslaving the American people. I mean, mayors against illegal guns. Bloomberg's organization, his cartel, his syndicate, his racketeering organization, that's what it is, trying to violate my civil rights on record in an organized, deceptive manner. The plan is to ban our guns. Well, now a New York assemblyman in the State House has been in the meetings and said SAFE Act Democrats wanted to confiscate guns. Yeah. I mean, they've already said that. I mean, Bloomberg's been honest about that before, but they go on the news and go, nobody wants your guns. Everywhere we get control, we take them all, but just let us register them and we'll just shut down any private sales. Just like out of the Road Warrior, where Humongous is saying, just give us the gas, we spare your lives. Hey, we got to work with Humongous. He's really nice. I'm going out there to be friends with him. You go out and you get killed and, or, you know, tortured and strapped to the front of a Trans Am. I mean, it's just, you people need to stop being so naive, okay? These are not well-meaning liberals. These are hardcore wolves run by offshore megabanks that run the major militaries of the world, who literally run the health departments and jack your food and water with poison on record. On record, in EcoScience, many other publications written by them. And they think you're stupid because this is all public and you don't care. They say you deserve it. I don't deserve it. You understand that, Holdren? I don't deserve it, Soros, and you don't have a right to do it to me, scum. And universal law says I have a right to fight you. And I'm fighting you with the information war because it's the most effective. We're identifying you scurvy rats, you scallywag, traitorous, instinct of evil, degenerate scum. And you will. You know what Johnny Cash says. You can run on for a long time. You can run on for a long time. But sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. You can hide your hand working in the dark against your fellow man. But you know whatever you do in the dark will be brought to light. So that's in that stack of news. So I've covered two of the small stacks. Let's continue attempting here to get into this. Hillary goes mum on NSA, skirt surveillance fight. Iran seeks new Russian reactor in exchange for oil. We've got a huge article here that's really important, exclusive. National clown shortage may be approaching, trade organization fears. That's the New York Daily News. People don't like clowns. So, you know. Continuing here, Venezuelan president calls, speaking of clowns, allies to rival opposition protest. We got more on Al-Qaeda, huge news on Soros betting against the world economy for a crash.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Berkey Guy, now comes Survival Cave Food Storage. All natural canned meats with no MSG, fillers, or chemicals, and with up to a 15-year shelf life. On sale this week, 12 14.5-ounce cans of ground beef was $123, now just $113. Or 12 28-ounce cans was $164, now only $154. Free shipping within the U.S. Go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
There's two Zero Hedge stories.
Go tell that.
One is up on DrudgeReport.com on the right-hand side. The other is up on InfoWars.com. China has sold largest amount ever of U.S. treasuries in December. That's why gold went up for a while, we now learn. And after I cover some more news, I'm going to get back into this in the next segment. And that dovetails into Soros put, or that's betting against for new listeners, hits record as billionaires downside hedge rises by 154% in Q4 to $1.3 billion. Let's just put it to you this way. The big guys are headed for the exits. And I was talking to a pretty good-sized oil company head just a few days ago I ran into. And I recognized him when he's talking to me, and I was like, oh, I've seen you on the news. Yeah, and he's like, oh, I'll watch your show. I'm here in town. And he's like, oh, no, they're getting ready to bring the stock market down at least 20%. He said, probably more. This bubble's going to be in deflating. And I don't know if he has all the answers. The point is that I can walk down the street and run into people that I recognize from CNBC, and they're telling me what they really think. But, I mean, it's all over the news. You see the signs, all these big top people like Faber and Rogers, and the list goes on and on, the Von Mises Institute. I mean, I don't know how long they can pump these bubbles up. And quite frankly, I don't want the bubbles to go down because the bubble's artificial. The globalists get to use it to take over. They get the first use of the money. It creates a consolidated economy. But still, we're riding on the back of it. When it implodes, it's going to be even worse, and they'll just get more power out of that. So that's coming up. But what I wanted to get to right now is an article we posted from GOPthedailydose.com. This is from Lou Dobbs. Admiral, Obama conspired with America's enemies to kidnap Chris Stevens. And man, I got this from Colonel Schaefer, that this was something that was bouncing around the Pentagon. He couldn't confirm it, but he said that was one of the main things. They knew there was a cover-up and it was staged. They just didn't know exactly what it was. So you can, in any criminal investigation, you can tell when you're not being told the truth and that something stinks. You just don't know till you get deeper or someone confesses, or till you have prima facie evidence, you know, caught red-handed of exactly what went on. But we know that there was a cover-up, and they got a bunch of weapons, and it was Al-Qaeda, and there was a stand-down order for almost 8 hours. So this is a big bombshell. Talk about info bombs. This is it. It's even worse than we previously thought. A retired four-star admiral is reporting that Barack Obama intentionally conspired with America's enemies to stage a bogus attack and the kidnapping of an American ambassador so he could negotiate the release of the hostages and bolster his mediocre approval ratings just prior to the election. Why does that make sense? Most of the security was ordered off. They were driving out, but there was a double cross. Some of them were killed at highway checkpoints. It was the Al-Qaeda forces put in years before to take over Libya in Benghazi, that western area on the border with Egypt. That's one reason Mubarak had to be taken out. He was like, I'm not going to help Al-Qaeda get arms in Egypt and then overthrow Libya, and so they had to remove him. That all came out. So we know that went on, but it fits into this story because a lot of people were told to get out. That's come out. So they wanted to have just kind of a stage firefight, have him give up and hand Stevens over. But the two sheep-dipped Navy SEALs, and by sheep-dipped above Navy SEALs in the CIA, there's many levels above Navy SEALs and Delta Force folks, they came running down and didn't follow the order to stand down. And so they started shooting them from behind, killing scores of them. Some reports are over 100. And so the Arabs went completely wild, and the rest is history. You know what happened. They were going to use the kidnapping also as a cover to get into three warehouses with all the missiles and then claim, oh, that's how they got them. So they had plausible deniability. Here's the admiral talking about that, and I really think this theory is probably what happened. Here it is.
This is a peculiar response on the part of the CIA.
Well, it is at that, and it's also peculiar why we never had tried to secure our consulate. That could have been done immediately, and much information could have been protected, possibly even more lives saved. What's questionable is CIA's role and the Director of Naval Intelligence role in the bogus cover-up story of that this was a reaction to a spontaneous mob in a reaction to a video which nobody had seen.
And again, that sounds like it was recorded on an electric razor, but pretty bombshell info. The full transcript is up on Infowars.com. False flag event. Admiral Obama conspired with America's enemies to kidnap Chris Stevens. If somebody's got a better copy of that or the full interview, send it to us. We'll get it exchanged out on this site.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Reverse99.com. People who have followed this plan at Reverse99.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Reverse99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Reverse99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Reverse99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch for free at reverse99.com. That's reverse99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to reverse99.com. Again, that's reverse99.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Amanda Bolsold here from Midas Resources. Today, February 17th, 2014, gold opened at $13.2630. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.7433, $6.8716 for a quarter ounce, or $3.4358 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.7433, $6.8716, and $3.4358.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver are going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers. Answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
So here's some of the news up on Infowars.com. Some of it I've mentioned, some of it I haven't. Report, Japan's secretly developing nuclear weapons. We're going to be getting into that. Rockefeller Brothers, and Pepsi are the main groups publicly behind funding taking your guns with Bloomberg. Isn't that nice? So what should you do to the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation? Well, they're tax exempt, try to get their tax exemption taken away. They clearly are trying to violate people's God-given rights, civil rights, you name it, as a racketeering organization. And don't drink any filthy PepsiCo products where they do their flavor testing with fetal cells. Just, I mean, they're just a total agency of evil. Literally. Another J.P. Morgan banker leaps to his death. That makes it seven. And it's been more than 20 if you count them all up. All the other bankers jumping to their deaths the last few months. Very suspicious. Expert warns of hyperinflation. The American way of life will be destroyed. I'm going to get into that article. Public schools are preparing American children for a life in a police state. Excellent article. U.S. and EU are paying Ukrainian rioters and protesters. There's evidence of that. I wouldn't say U.S. and EU. That is, criminal bankers that have hijacked the EU and U.S. have us in the exploitation phase using our money and treasure and intel to try to bring down the rest of the world. There's the proper translation. Another one, radio station faked viral homophobic birthday invite. We're attempting to spur healthy discourse on a highly passionate topic. Yeah, the so-called left, the so-called liberals, are always false flagging everything. In fact, most of these cross burnings in yards, most of these church burnings, most of the swastikas on the dorm wall. In fact, I don't think I've seen a case with the dorm stuff that you see every few weeks. It always turns out that it was staged. False flag. Because that's the new religion at the universities, is you don't go learn how to get a job or learn how to be good in business or learn how to be an entrepreneur or learn anything that's useful. You just learn how to obsess over whatever protected group you are. And you learn how white people are the devil. And everything else is wonderful. And we did a report on it of gay false flag attacks. Mark Dice actually did a video on that. I guess we covered it. But there it is up on InfoWars, InfoWars.com. But I do want to open the phones up specifically on topics like what's happening in the economy. I'd like to hear from you on that. What do you think of this admiral, former top admiral, four-star admiral, that's as high as it gets, coming out on Lou Dobbs, Admiral James Lyons, saying the attack on the American consulate in Benghazi was the result of a bungled abduction attempt, the first stage of an international prisoner exchange that would have ensured the release of Omar Abdel Rahman, the blind sheik. But something went horribly wrong with the October surprise, although the Obama administration intentionally gutted secretly at the consulate prior to the staged kidnapping. Former Navy SEALs Tyrone Woods and Glenn Doherty disobeyed direct orders to stand down, saved American lives, single-handedly killed scores of attackers. The attackers, believing that the Obama administration had betrayed them, tortured Ambassador Stevens and dragged his body through the streets. It's clear Benghazi Gate is only a small piece of a much larger operation, an attempt to conceal what the New American calls the Obama administration's full role in helping violent jihadists and self-styled al-Qaeda terrorists. It just goes on from there. So there he is saying it was a staged prisoner exchange. And really, you look at it in hindsight and all of our sources, that's basically what it was. Getting most of the staff out, then trying to shut them down so they wouldn't talk. And see, that's what's good about this story. It's a very sad story, but the good news is that most of the government's not evil. Most of the government's not corrupt. In fact, they're really hardworking, upstanding people, especially in the military. I mean, they're not trying to hire idiots for some of those more specialized positions. And it's small criminal networks operating from the top. This happens throughout history. Or rogue groups throughout the structure, but as you get higher up, it gets easier, who are doing this, and they're always getting their operations blown because other people who aren't criminals come out and speak out about it. Now, they had destroyer captains come back and tell the San Diego Herald Tribune in 1964 when their rotation ended, when the ships came back 6 months later, it was in the paper. I've got a copy of it. I've shown it on air before. You can look it up. It was never a rumor that the Gulf of Tonkin. Oh, there's a conspiracy theory the Gulf of Tonkin was staged to get us into the Vietnam War with the Gulf of Tonkin resolution. Well, it became a conspiracy theory and a rumor when those two captains and others went public, saying our ships were not attacked. This appeared to be a provocation to get us into the war. Well, as you know, on the 40th anniversary in 2004, they released thousands of hours, but there were hundreds of hours just on the start of the official start of the Vietnam War in 1964 with LBJ and Robert McNamara. And they're showing you some transcripts of that on screen right now if you're a TV viewer. But we were right again. Well, we weren't right again. We didn't look into a crystal ball and say the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. I remember being on Discovery Channel shows and others where they would go, Jones thinks everything's staged. From the May in 1898 to the Gulf of Tonkin in 1964 to blah, blah, blah. I don't think they were staged. It's come out they were staged. It's kind of like Jones thinks we orbit the sun. No, I don't think that. Jones thinks water is H2O. I'm not smart, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just informed on things that matter. What I am is instinctive. I instinctively don't like to be a slave. I instinctively take it personally. I instinctively get aggressive. I instinctively have defense mechanisms that activated me when I see total tyranny taking over. I was a mainline libertarian Republican in 95 or so, and I got on air and I was given so much info by people that were more awake than me, and military people and folks that worked at the NSA and telecoms, and because nobody else was covering this stuff then. Didn't matter if I was a stuttering kid on the radio. And because of that, because I was a conduit and I came off unprofessional at times, the system thought I'll just ignore him. Just everything worked perfectly by the grace of God that I was able to get to this point. But I know their program. I've been doing this 19 years, folks, and I know their program, and I know I'm right. And I know that by the grace of God and your prayers and your action, all the good people in government, out of government, you name it, we have held this back for so long. And what I was getting at in that last rant is Benghazi, people always say, oh, if they staged Gulf of Tonkin, or if they staged 9/11, or if they staged Benghazi, or if they staged Fast and Furious, or if they staged all this stuff with the Boston bombing, it would come out. It has come out. It has come out. I mean, Cy Hirsch has gone public saying 100% of the bin Laden raid is fake and a lie. That's a two-time Pulitzer Prize winner who I know listens to the show. Keeps saying he'll come on for years and never does it. And I'm not criticizing him. I get being busy and not wanting to do more work, but or, you know, being criticized going on that radical show. Like, come on, man. Those labels don't work anymore. Yeah, he said one big lie was the quote. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist slams pathetic U.S. media. So here's the issue, ladies and gentlemen. The denial is not getting us out of this. It's making it worse. And I know our listeners are not in denial, but it's now time to get the general public out of denial. And the general public is actually ready for that to a certain extent. I want to hear from you about Benghazi. I want to hear from you about Fast and Furious. I want to hear from you about the paradigm shift we see happening. And do you think it's safer? I'd like to hear from people that are critics out there. A, do you think I'm lying about all this stuff? Or B, do you think I'm interpreting it wrong? I mean, I'd like to hear your rationale, or I'd like to hear from people out there who think that it can't be beaten, so that's why you're not speaking out. I'd like to hear from anybody on the subject of Benghazi Gate, these cover-ups, where we are as a society, Soros betting against the stock market and the debt. I've got some Second Amendment news I'm going to cover first, then go to your calls. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. But I do want to talk about the state of the world, where you think the world's going, what do you think the globalists are going to do to try to keep their agenda going forward, because it is in trouble, it is stalling on many, many fronts. 800-259-9231. And I'm not saying first-time callers, but, you know, if you want to talk about, you know, the standard inside baseball kind of Cass Sunstein cognitive infiltration, infighting stuff, I'll entertain you for 10 seconds, but I got to move on just because it just gets really old. And I'm in a paradigm of waking up those that aren't awake, reaching out, realizing we can win, realizing we can turn the tide, realizing we're selling freedom. That's a lot more popular than tyranny. It's like selling snow cones in hell, or it's like selling an electric blanket with a battery, a solar power system to the Eskimos. I mean, this is some popular stuff here. And we've got the moral high ground. We should stop being so intimidated. Look, I love the militia. It's part of the Second Amendment. But I don't like the fact that it's led so many times by weekend warrior types who are in fantasy land, and it's like paintball or something, and they meet behind the barn, and they roll around in the dirt, and they imagine everyone's watching them, and, you know, they're all paranoid, and then... I mean, a militia should be spending a third of its time cleaning firearms, firing them, being proficient, and the rest of the time in community outreach, trying to feed the poor, wearing suits and ties, going to county commissioners and city council meetings, running for office, acting like the legitimate leadership, not acting like you're part of some secret James Bond organization. By the way, does James Bond wear Southeast Asia camouflage like all the militia people I know? No. He wears a suit and tie. And I'm telling you, folks, that's who we're looking for, is 1776 operatives organically, businessmen, successful people, folks that know how to get stuff done. You don't need to hear ideas from me. You know what to do in your area. Take over. Legally, lawfully. Sell freedom. Undermine the enemy. Discredit them. Go, 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 go. We don't have a lot of time. We've already had major victories. We are in a battle with the globalists. We've got a chance here. But the enemy knows they're in trouble and they're trying to close the gates on us. And so just get aggressive. Get aggressive. Go out and give material and information. Our new police state issue of the magazine, the police you see on the street. We sell it at cost on the website. Big color magazine to wake them up. Explaining to them what's happening. Most police have never had the paradigm shift of seeing the decompartmentalization of how they're manipulated. Believe me, if they read it, they'll wake up if they're not already awake. Because it's the truth. And they'll go, wow, I knew all this was going on. I didn't understand the pieces. And it's not because they're stupid. It's because this is very sophisticated, folks. This is very, very sophisticated psych warfare the globalists have put us under. By the way, speaking of InfoWarsStore.com, we have the new Molon Labe with the Spartan helmet, the crossed M4 223 rifles, and the victory laurel around it. My design, again, my concept, I'm really proud of it, and it is the all-time bestseller ever that we have ever put out. And I knew it would be our best-selling because it's the best-looking T-shirt we've ever put out, and it is now the bestseller. It did sell out, and when I heard the limited amount they'd ordered, I said, look, I'm telling you, it's going to be the bestseller. It's made in America, by the way, part of our madein1776.com line. And the good news is I already had them when the stuff came in 2 weeks ago before we even put it up for sale. I already had them reordering even more, and the women's shirts come in next week as well that are gold, actual gold kind of foil. And the men's are kind of a more manly, goldish, bronze, gray. There's an InfoWars Molon Labe variant, and they come and take it, Molon Labe, in Latin. And we have the Made by Navy SEALs and other Navy vets, and there's other vets as well, part of the group here in America, but owned by Navy SEALs, madein1776.com. They put out an exclusive navy blue, almost black casing with a gold 50 cal colored bullet, with 1776 worldwide bottle opener, bottle breachers, what they call it. And it's hot, and it's made in America, and it supports vets. So that's the newest items there at madein1776.com. That leads you right to the area on InfoWarsStore.com that has all the Made in America products. And some of the other T-shirts on the main side are made in America as well. But this is our exclusive line of products, folks. I didn't even know this, but it turns out the folks that make our belt buckles are mainly veterans and the owners of a veteran. Strangely enough, a Navy veteran again. I guess there's a lot of entrepreneurs from the Navy. But the whole point is that it's just all there, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. You can go to InfoWarsLife.com, and you can get the proprietary. We've had it tested for metals, you name it, non-detectable at every level, the cleanest iodine you can get. Turns blue on paper, not black like other iodines. It is real nascent atomic iodine. And it is double the strength, half the price of leading competitors, literally. Survival Shield, nascent iodine, $29.95. And regardless, your purchase supports the broadcast. Take it. See what it does for your energy, your skin, your organs. It's done amazing things for me. We're only bringing you the very best at InfoWarsLife.com. There's also the Fluoride Shield that has the nascent iodine in it. And it's in a 2-ounce, double the size bottle. And four other key compounds known to detoxify heavy metals, fluoride, you name it. It's my favorite of the overall products and the best deal. It's double the amount, only $10 more than the Survival Shield. The Fluoride Shield is the best deal up there. And, of course, we're still running a special on Super Male Vitality. It is sold out, but we're not saying that on the site because, really, technically, more comes in next week. So you'll get it very, very quickly. 15% off on Super Male Vitality. You've heard the rave reviews on that with all the estrogen mimickers. They're adding to the water and so much more. and it's in the food. It's good to get your body balanced out. And this is the purified, organic, concentrated 8 super herbs and compounds known to boost your body's testosterone and other things. And by the way, this really has a big effect on the ladies. We could relabel it and call it women's super feminine vitality or something, or super Venus vitality. There's really no point, because it actually, with women, has dramatic effects. And I'm just going to leave it at that. We do not advertise it as an aphrodisiac, but that's what it is. Anyways, the point is, we're naturally supposed to be happy and aggressive and frisky, folks. They put us in this zombie state. Super male vitality, that's what I use to go into overdrive here on the air. Again, you can also call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And don't forget, this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And you'll find the best non-GMO foods. Last 25 years, great customer service. The highest quality turbo foods out there. Don't be dependent on the system. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex or 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Your phone calls, tons of news, and the key Second Amendment news.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes.
Ira Hayes.
You know, it's not good to always start this song and not finish it.
Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He will answer any more. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war.
There's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down the ditches of 1,000 years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped.
And now...
Now Ira's folks were hungry, and their land grew crops.
Now we're being conquered by the globalists. It's just one conquering after another.
And forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or the Marine.
Good old Johnny Cash song right here. All right, folks can listen to the whole song online if they want to.
There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men.
We're going to go to your phone calls right now, and then when I start the next hour, or in the second segment, I'm going to get into this big Second Amendment news. It's a trifecta. Rockefeller Brothers, Pepsi behind gun grab. New York Assemblyman confirms what mayors have said in the meetings with the SAFE Act. They plan to confiscate the guns. We have video of that in the legislature. Just talk about it. Ohio sheriff who refused to renew concealed carry permits of legal and lawful citizens has been indicted on 25 counts of all sorts of crime. Money laundering, theft, covering up, tampering with evidence, just on and on. Yeah, it's always scum that want to disarm the general public. Only scum would want to have the guns and not have other people have guns. Only scum wouldn't want their neighbors to be armed, but they're rich and establishment, and so they can have waivers and own guns. What the world kind of country is that? Well, they've taken the guns everywhere else, and they want to act like they don't want our guns. They're a pack of liars. We've got them. You need to stop letting them have the moral authority and get back in their face. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's get one in right now. We're gonna just we got open phones the next hour. Got a fellow Schlafly joining us to break down the immigration situation, which doesn't matter if they do the immigration reform or not. They've already fiated the illegals already. They already give them all the welfare, and they're going to vote Democrat. It's over, folks. They can bring in people that will vote to take our guns. Game over. That's how you militarily take over in the 21st century. And then, of course, the people they use to take over will be totally enslaved as well. It's just disgusting. Tony in New York, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Matt Drudge actually gave you a good shout-out this morning on Twitter about your interview coming up.
I didn't know that. Man, Matt is so awesome, and I've been under the weather, so I haven't been doing as much research. I usually do about 4 hours of research in the morning. I've only been doing about an hour of it because I have had pneumonia. I'm getting better now. I had just light pneumonia in both lungs in the top. But I didn't know that. I usually follow his Twitter every day. What did he say?
He just mentioned your interview and said it should be a fantastic because she's really exciting also.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, will you guys pull me the report from last week? Because I know they funded, I think it was a Pew Research, and then they had some others showing all the numbers of what the amnesty thing will do. So thank you, Matt, for plugging that. I'm going to hold you over, caller. You got anything else you want to add, Tony?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to really commend the Super Bowl 9/11 truther, Matthew Mills, for really kind of getting through the police state and exposing the 9/11 lie and really reaching so many people. I mean, I'm seeing so many new people.
That shows the power of the individuals. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. I don't want to. We've got a whole hour of calls coming up. Steve and John and Wayne and...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. batteries in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.